Proverbs 11:18 says, "The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward." There's much to be said about the reward we enjoy in this life when we sow righteousness. Galatians 6:7 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Sow unrighteousness, and you will also get a sure reward, but not one you would want to receive." Verse 8 in Galatians 6 goes on to say, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." So reaping has a twofold consideration, this life and the next, which is eternal. Hosea 8:7 says of the wicked, "For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind." Think of all the wicked people who struggled through this life just to get all they could of carnal pleasures, in sin, driven by lust and greed and pride, all for the flesh. And it all perishes. And then when they die, like the rich man Jesus spoke of in Luke 16, they immediately lift up their eyes in a place of torment. The unrighteous reap a sure reward, temporary things that are sure to perish, and eternal damnation that is sure to never end. But to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. Those who repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting fully in the work accomplished by Jesus with his shed blood and death on the cross as payment for our sins, and on the power of his resurrection over sin and death as the guarantee of our eternal life, we have a sure reward that is also twofold. Temporary provision and blessing in this life that is sure to sustain us, and everlasting life that is sure to last forever in his presence. You know, Jesus gave us this twofold answer when he was asked about reward by Peter in Luke 18:28-30. "Then Peter said, Lo, we have left all and followed thee. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more in this present time, and in the world to come, life everlasting." Isn't that amazing? We sang a hymn recently at BBF. It's titled Count Your Blessings. I'm sure most of you know it. And then we watched a 3-minute video by the Skit Guys about counting our blessings. And most of us were clear on the fact that if we sat down and listed our blessings on paper, it would take reams to fill. And then, just the thought of all the blessings yet to come as we spend eternity in the presence of God, with Jesus in our midst, in a world without a devil, without devil-possessed people, without temptation to sin, a world without sin and death. And it is a sure reward. "But to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward." This is why it's so important to start your day with prayer and the Word of God. Get your mind set for the rest of the day. When we're focused on what is real and what is really important, it'll keep us from being derailed throughout our day and putting too much emphasis on carnal things of this world. So many times our days are just derailed simply because we lose our focus on what is important, beginning with Jesus Christ himself and our relationship with him and our eternal reward waiting for us in him. As it was written by a man named C.T. Studd years ago, "Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." I don't do this perfectly myself, but I've tried to, I've intended to every day, think upon Christ and make sure I never lose sight of the fact that this world is just a test. It's temporary. One day soon, we will be with Jesus forever.